Around third grade, Ella started to dance, and this grew into an enthusiasm that was much more than a childhood craze. It was just that you love to sing and dance, said Annette Miller. Dance more than sing. She was crazy about dancing. Her and my brother Charles. In Charles Gulliver, Ella found a kindred spirit. They used to hang out constantly, practicing steps in the streets, and urging their older teenage neighbors to show them the latest dances from the ballrooms and dance halls of Harlem. All their spare time was spent dancing, and as Annette Miller recalled, they developed a remarkable empathy. We'd all play in the streets, she said. We'd have like an amateur show. We'd all take turns. She would get up and sing and dance. Her, my brother, and my nephew would dance, the three of them. It was then that we'd say Ella was going to go places, as a dancer. Although bitten by the dancing bug in general, and the swivel-hipped dancer Snake Hips Tucker in particular, Ella also liked to sing. From quite a young age, she attended the Bethany African Methodist Episcopal Church. Initially, the Bethany AME was situated at Woodworth Avenue, a good half-hour walk north from School Street. But in 1925, the church moved to new premises at Maple Street near Hepperhan Avenue, just around the corner from the north end of School Street. Here Ella attended both, the Sunday service and Sunday school, and joined in the usual activities organized by the church for its youngsters, such as hymn singing and Bible class.